StoreYourHealthNow.com.
All aboard the Kane train as he shows no sign of letting up in his quest to grab the Republican nomination and run for president against Barack Obama. Mitt Romney says he might have something to say about that, and Rick Perry says he might be there too in the end. In fact, Perry is saying his problem is that he talks too much, and it was a mistake for him to be in those debates that he's been in recently, because all it is an attack on whoever is leading in the polls. So, Kane is doing things in some ways a little bit unorthodox, and it's working for him. Romney is the establishment guy, and Rick Perry was the flavor of the month. But what about Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, John Huntsman, Rick Santorum, and anybody else who may jump into this race? And there are others, many others that may jump in perhaps before it's all said and done. If they're going to do that, they need to do it quickly, though, because you have to look at what the primaries are when they're coming up, the caucuses and the primaries. And, of course, January 10th is expected to be the New Hampshire primary. Iowa has its caucus on January 3rd before that. Then you've got South Carolina and Florida who have primaries. And I think a big thing to watch is going to be the caucus in the beginning of February in Nevada, because that's going to be a swing state. I think that's going to be a swing state for sure, because of the high unemployment, the problems with housing and the foreclosures and whatnot. Needless to say, I do think it's going to be more interesting than some of the Democrats believe. There were brilliant things that happened to help get Barack Obama elected the first time around. Hope and change, a lot of young people voted, a lot of people liked the youthful exuberance, I'll call it, of Barack Obama, frankly, in the way he spoke. There were plenty of people that jumped on the Barack Obama train, let's face it. But has that train left the station, and is it off the tracks now at this point? Will enough people who are Democrats, let's say, and independents not vote for Obama this time around? The alternative would be somebody has to have something different, that they offer something different for those groups to turn and run in a different direction. So Rick Perry talked about forget about it when it comes to debating. There's 10 more debates. Who knows if he does any of them? I say he does one or two, but I think he's going to jump off the debates unless the people around him say he needs to be out there, because some of the debates have gotten pretty decent ratings, and if that's what's going on, then they're going to want to get that free exposure, but I guess not if it hurts him. Anyway, he thinks people need to chill. Take a listen.
It's fun to, you know, lighten up a little bit.
So you have no doubt.
I'd have no doubt about it.
Okay. Lighten up a little bit. What he was being grilled about is the birthplace of Barack Obama, that whole birther thing. He nailed himself by bringing it up somehow, and now that's had a couple of days of questioning about not believing that Barack Obama's from the United States, and that came back and bit him, and then he turned around and he said, no, that he misspoke, that it was a mistake, that's not what he meant. And one thing I think that a lot of people won't tolerate, and we can see that because of what happened with the Tea Party movement, and now this turnover that's happened in Washington in general, because the people across the nation who are tired of the same old thing, nobody wants the flip-flopper. I think you almost take the person who will step on themselves, not answer the question smoothly, whatever, over anybody who flip-flops. We do not want, I think the majority of us in this nation, we don't want somebody who's wishy-washy, somebody who's willing to bend depending on the crowd that they're talking about. Now, there is politics involved in that, and the people around politicians always try to get them to bend to what the crowd is because they want to appeal to a lot of people. They want to have a broad base, not a narrow base, to try to get elected. But right now today, 2011 and heading into 2012, where we're just a little over a year away, I think our tolerance for baloney and for the back and forth of flip-flopping on issues when it's convenient, I think we've all had it. I don't care what your stripes are. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Oh, okay.
You don't like flip-floppers. You like straight talking, even if you don't agree with them, to someone who says what they say and it's not filtered.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rick Perry, he's flipping and flopping around.
He is.
He don't want to debate no more because after that last one, he lost Wayne Newton. Wayne Newton said, I went in there for Rick Perry, but after they got big argument, been disrespectful to Romney, now he's a Romney man. He's losing a lot of people that way, so that's why he don't want to be. And his tax plan, that's for the
holes.
Tax breaks, cuts for the millionaires and billionaires, so that ain't going to fly.
No.
So I see they made the 1% made 275%
more
income. So.
Yeah. More logs being thrown on the fire.
Yeah.
What Rick is saying, everybody, is that it came out today that 1%, you know, where the people are saying the Occupy movement, they're saying they're the 99%ers, but that the 1% has made that much more, and it's true because with a lot of these businesses, they've made more money. The people who have more money have been spending it the same way they spent it in the past. And it was
yeah.
It was one of the Olsen twins. They were selling, I made fun of it on the air, they were selling almost a $40,000 alligator, tiny little backpack, and they said they couldn't even keep them on the shelves, and it was $40,000 for it. And they said, when the economy's bad, we do better.
Yeah. Well, that's from 8 years of Bush getting the tax cuts and breaks and subsidies, so that's what happens when you put somebody in like Bush in there, but. You've been following this cantaloupe listeria thing?
I have. More people are getting ill, and it's scary, and they're saying almost 30 now.
Well, that listeria is a fancy word for that radiation poison from Japan.
You think so?
Well, yeah. Remember they found that in the cow's milk out in California?
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing, because it takes about 3 months for a cantaloupe to develop. And cantaloupe and watermelon has real thick rinds.
So right.
I don't know how the stirrup could get inside of it to make people sick.
They're trying to say that it came from that place in Colorado and got into the soil and got into the cantaloupes. But
yeah.
I think it's strange. I agree with you. I think it's strange, too.
Yeah, that radiation that the cantaloupe absorbed all summer long growing and putting it in that plant. But they never meant to that because they wanted to panic everybody.
Yeah, I don't know, Ricky. It's interesting that you bring that up. We're going to have somebody on next week to talk about that. Thanks for the call. The radiation that happened back in March, I was in California, actually, when that happened, and the tsunami that ensued, and I was in Los Angeles, and they made it sound like a giant wave was going to wash away L.A. I mean, that's all they talked about all morning long. Do you think there really is something to that? The radiation from Fukushima, that was the plant. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in America, and the beauty of all this is, even if we disagree, people shed a lot of blood so we can do that. And we can speak our minds. Don't you love it? That's why you got to keep fighting for those freedoms, because we don't want to see those rights slip away. The Constitution is the greatest document ever. If you don't believe me, sit down and read it. Sit down and reread the Constitution. All right, one of the things, you know, we were just talking there about pinging off a few different things that Rick actually was saying, and he took a little swipe at Bush. He's our resident Democrat who loves to usually pick on Sarah Palin the most. Rick, I swear I have an autographed picture of Sarah Palin coming into the studio that I'm going to send on to you. Anyway, one of the things that he was talking about is the regulations. Basically, he was saying that there weren't a lot of regulations under Bush, and so the rich got richer or whatever. There was something that came out today. There was a Bloomberg study that showed that Obama approved fewer regulations than President George W. Bush at the same point in their history of their tenure as the president of the United States at this point, right? When Bush was president and now Obama. The current White House approved 613 federal rules in 33 months, 4.7% lower than what was cleared under President Bush in his first 33 months. But what's interesting, and they did this analysis, Bloomberg took the time and they went through everything. They, you know, they have huge staff and they went through the numbers. it was information that was readily available from the Office of Management and Budget, and they found that what's increased is a number of large-scale federal rules. So in other words, the ones that cost more than $100 million to implement. You know how many? 129 compared to 90 for Bush. So he has had, he's had the most because Clinton had 115, I guess. Overall, this is fascinating stuff. Hang with me on these numbers. Overall, the annual cost of red tape, federal regulations, has not reached the peak that it was set back in 92. But under Obama, it's in the ballpark of $7 billion to $11 billion a year. $11 billion. Does that seem high to anyone? I'm just saying. $100 million to implement, you know, that means more government fat cats, big-time red tape people. We're going to bury you in red tape. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it. We're going to bury you in this red tape. All right, speaking of being buried under a mound of cash, the president says no fair with the student loans, so he's calling on ways to speed things up, reduce it, that kind of stuff, and here he is in his own words.
About 1.6 million Americans could see their payments go down by hundreds of dollars a month. And that includes some of the students who are here today. We're going to put them into effect not 3 years from now, not 2 years from now. We're going to put them into effect next year because our economy needs it right now, and your future could use a boost right now. We're going to make it easier for you to have one payment a month at a better interest rate. And this won't cost, it won't cost taxpayers a dime, but it will save you money and it will save you time.
Money and time. What do you think, America? Do you smell a rat or do you say fair, fair, fair in a wicked version of fair or foul? Tomas in Michigan, perfect for him to call. He gets the first crack at this. Hey, Tomas.
I love it. President Obama is trying to tell us that we need to tighten our belts and reduce the deficit, but then he tells our generation of college students, but don't worry, you won't have to pay back your student loans. As long as you hang in there and just make a couple little payments now and then, after 20 years, forget about it. Don't worry. So you know, he just you can tell all he's doing is pandering for votes.
Yeah.
And you know where the money is? It's in the unions, the teachers' unions. And they are starting to see people putting off college because their friends are telling them, man, it's not worth it. The loans are killing you, and when you get out of college, you can't find a job, but you got to pay back that loan. So
yeah.
Guess what? If no one comes to school, there's no money to pay the teacher.
That's right.
So what Obama's doing is he's making
double dipping.
Yeah, he's saying there.
Yeah.
We got to keep them teachers, employed so they can give dues to the union, and the union can give money to me. That's all this is. It's plain buying votes is what he's doing. He is so out of his league. It's just like a comic, a Saturday night skit, except it's run out of the White House. But, it's going to catch up.
No, you know what? I agree with you. If you sit and think about everything that's been said lately, and it's what I said, politicians do some pandering. There's no doubt about it. I mean, nobody's completely clear of that. But maybe except for Ron Paul, because I don't think Ron Paul really panders for votes. I don't get that feeling at all and never have. But you're right about that. You're right about the president. That's why he flip-flops on certain things. Because whatever crowd he's speaking to, he pleases them.
And, you know, this is just going to make loans more difficult to get in the future because lending institutions are going to say, well, I'm not going to lend anybody any money for going to school because you don't have to pay it back after 20 years or 10 years if you work in some sort of, teachers union or public thing. So, and it's also going to, you know, devalue the money that we have. So it's going to be like a tax on everybody, which means it's a regressive tax.
Right.
if Perry had $2 a cent, he would be talking about that instead of where Obama was born. But Perry is lost. He's not going anywhere.
Once he's not going anywhere.
He's chickened out of the debates now.
Yeah.
And he's not, you know, he's good for Texas. He's got the old Texas draw and everything. And he, you know, the Mexicans like him in Texas, but I call him my little burrito man. He's white on the outside and beans on the inside. So I'll leave you with that racist comment. And
brutal.
You have a good night, man.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Tomas. That's terrible. You know, he makes a point, though. He's good for Texas. He's fine in Texas. He's getting the votes. He's had a few challengers, but nothing of note. So Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the longtime senator from Texas, tried to challenge him. That didn't work out. And he's got that locked up. But for president, he's more than stubbed his toe at this point. There's no way he's to borrow a phrase from Tomas, way out of his league on that one. You know, talking about the student stimulus, I think it's awful that kids are burdened with the student loans. I think the college is out of control what they have to pay for it. Some of it is just crazy. It is. It's crazy. It makes no sense to me. You should be able to get an affordable education at least. But he makes the point, Tomas is right. It'll bite other kids coming up in the future that would desperately need a loan. And you don't know what they could become and what they could grow into, what roles and how they could pay back a loan or not, or how what's it going to look like 20 years from now. So you've got this program that's already in place, by the way, that's been a bust. Only 1.25% of debtors are signing up. And you know what? Part of the problem with that is, because this is funny, actually, because people don't want to file the paperwork and all the government reporting hassles that you would be in the middle of. So you heard the president there. They're pushing it. They're pushing that, okay, this is what you can do. This is how you can get caught up. And this is what Tomas said, a way to try to play to people that might vote for you to shore up re-election chances. So throw that out there. But if the people that are jumping on this are only 1.25%, I don't know that that's going to change. They might get excited and clap at a rally, but then make a few phone calls and realize what a pain it is to even, that's hilarious, even to get that, to have to go through the red tape. They don't even want to do that. They don't even want to do that. That says something for sure. Coming up here on America Tonight, another version of We Can Count.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Topping this version of We Can Count. So many numbers, it's like spinning the wheel of fortune, although I guess they're looking to make money, but it's really letters that they end up with in the end, isn't it? I mentioned this at the top of the show, the fact that so many more people are starting to pay attention to Herman Cain. He has a chance to keep the momentum going, and he's done that so far. He's had a few stumbles, but the stumbles seem to be okay with a lot of the people that like his message about flat tax and whether it's a little upended and some of the things wouldn't necessarily pan out in 999 for quite a few people. But his bumper sticker way of speaking is working for sure. A Fox News poll that was released on Wednesday showed that support for Cain has, ready for this, quadrupled among Republican primary voters since late August. Then he stood at a crazy number. He was at 6%. After three September debates, he's up to 17%, and now he leads the pack at 24%. 24%. So how about that? Romney gets 20%. That's kind of a low for him. He had 23 last month. He had 26 in August. Newt Gingrich, now third in the Fox poll, 12%. He edges out Rick Perry. Perry is at 10%. That's down from 19%. At 9%, staying the same, Ron Paul in the top five. So he's still there. And, you know, I say this all the time. He doesn't get a lot of the attention. He doesn't get a lot of attention, Ron Paul, but he absolutely has loyal followers who have been with Ron Paul for a long time, the first time that he ran. And now what's also interesting, and although he's not really looking for credit, I don't believe, he's the guy who was attacking the Federal Reserve and saying, let's have an audit. Come on, let's have an audit of this. And also is trying to strip away some of the nonsense that we're paying for, the taxpayers are paying for, to get us out of this deficit and out of the red and into the black before we all die. Can you imagine that? Oh, what a feeling. Woohoo! We have a balanced budget. I can't believe it. There are some other things, too, that Ron Paul supports that have struck a chord for a very long time with a lot of people. Now, the whole tax structure thing has confused people, but it's the thing that everybody's trying to come up with. And in the poll, they asked the folks they talked to, what do you prefer? How do you want to have your taxes collected? 35% say flat rate income tax with no deductions. 35% say that. 26 would stick with the graduated income tax with deductions. 13% like a graduated income tax with no deductions, and a 12% national sales tax. Republicans, not a surprise, 47%, are twice as likely as Democrats, 25, to prefer a flat rate income tax with no deductions. And this isn't a surprise, like I said. I know that there's some of you that like the flat tax, you like the fair tax, you don't like the current system. Most of you don't like the current system, and I'm sure part of it is because you've been bitten by taxes in the past and that fluctuating sliding scale rate. Now, here's the problem. How many people have businesses? How many people need deductions for businesses? Of course, two separate things, doing business as or having an LLC or whatever, different than individual. In the case of the businesses, boy, you really have to keep, I think you've got to keep deductions, as many deductions in place as you can, because here we go again. People are not going to hire if they don't have the money to hire. I mean, they'll just work. They'll just do it themselves if they have to. We had a caller, Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu, shout out if you're listening. I think he had a change in his jobs where he's working earlier. But Stu would call a lot. And Stu had a business, and he would say this. He's like, boy, if I have to, I don't want to let anybody go. But if I have to, because of what they're doing with regulations and the lack of some of these breaks and the taxes, then everyone in my family works because we have to support our family. So if we have to do that, that's exactly what we're going to do. And there are other people that have said that. We've had guests on this show, a home builder, who, of course, the last decade or so, the last 3 years have been terrible. Before that, the business was good. There were a lot of people they were employing. A lot of people could get those pickup jobs, could join, you know, one of his crew chiefs would be building and working in a neighborhood. Suddenly, that dries up because of the greed on Wall Street, with the subprime lending, all the nonsense, people who got houses regardless. So new home building really took a dive. The guy who ran the company who we talked to, what did he do? He had to get out there and swing the hammer again himself and had to let some people go because he couldn't afford to pay them. So that's the point. Individual versus businesses are two different things. Do I think eventually we'll have a flat tax? I bet. But how soon? I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I don't. Remember, we still have three branches of government. And right now, the legislative branch, I don't see that going through. I don't think so. And here's one last funny thing about this poll. about, when this is a Fox poll, about one voter in five, so 19%, say they personally, or a close friend of theirs, is more qualified to be president than anyone running right now. For the Tea Party people, that's up to 35%. So a lot of you listening feel like it's just so bad up there, you'd rather just run for president or have somebody you know run for president because you don't like any of the choices and you just don't think that we're headed in the right direction. Almost 20% or 35%. That's crazy. It shows you, though, the frustration. We're just so tired of it. We're tired of it. I'll take a stumbler who's not smoothly reading teleprompters or whatever or is completely eloquent over someone who's just honest, and if they step over their words, trip over their words sometimes, but I feel like they have the nation's interests really there, and that's what they're trying to do anyway, because you're going to run into gridlock no matter who gets elected, then that's the type of person that I would vote for. Somebody that I think will just put up the old-fashioned blackboard or get out an iPad, whatever, meet with the cabinet, sit there and have a list. Why can the rest of the world do that, the pros and the cons? I'm not so naive, like I said, to think that there's not gridlock, and that's just not going to poof, go away overnight. But set a priority, go doggedly after the priority, and have four or five on the list and try to pick them off. Right? You know? That's what I think. And here's what I would do. If I were president, that's what I would do. I would have my five, my top five, and I call it that. Five. Here's my top five, America. And when I did my weekly address, I would say, here's who I've met with. I've met with blah, 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 blah on this committee. I had them up. We talked about the who, what, where, when, and why. Here's what I was told. I'm going to fight that. I don't care that my people don't think I can get enough votes. Clearly, I'm going to address why I think we need to have a flat tax or whatever it is. And then on the record, everybody knows. I mean, not that you can't, if there's a vote or there's a bill, measure, whatever, you can go back and look at that. But maybe not the same thing if you're president. You can go through and say, here's what I did. Here's what we're working on. Here was the stumbling block. Here's why I think this program will work. And if it blows up in their face, and they can say, you know what, I tried. I was swinging for the fences. I had 50,000 meetings with the best economists in our country, and we thought this was the right way to go. And who knew that we would ultimately get jammed up on this one little thing, whatever it is. You understand that. So many of you have had to, listen, a lot of the women out there, or men even, you've had to be the engineer of a family. You found a way to make it happen. You found a way to get your kids to school, to get them what they needed. You did it every single day, right? Or if you ran a business, a small business, your own business, you find a way to have your goal, to set it and pursue it. And there's obstacles along the way. So whoever wants to run to be the leader of the free world, there's no excuses because you wanted the job. And if it's hard and the other side is taking a chunk out of you, so what? That's the person we want. And it wouldn't be easy no matter who's in there because you are not an island. You're not a dictator. You can't say, okay, this is what the people want or the majority of people, so here's the ruling. I mean, of course not, because the president is not the legislative branch, although the president wields power and the president has the power of the veto, the power of the pen to sign something in or to say absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, off on a tangent, as is typical, that became our one big thing here on We Can Count. Certainly, there were others, and I'm going to start to list them on the website, because as I mentioned heading into this, believe it or not, before I got sidetracked, everything is about numbers. Everything in our lives are about numbers. And there's some pretty big ones in that poll that we just heard there. Looks like Cain feels like he is on the right direction. He's on the tracks and he's going to keep it going. We'll see. Do you think he falls back in those numbers? Do you think those polls start to go in the opposite direction? So far, so good for him anyway. Hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, we don't want to shut you out. 800-259-5791.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Rest of the world, please call America tonight at 800-259-5791. A lot of you vent when you send me emails at americatonight.net or through the miracle of Pal Talk. If you go to our website, you will see you can chat me up that way too, like David from Texas, who can't get enough. He says 999 is better than what we have. And even God himself only asked for 10%, Kate. He's talking about tithing when you go to church. 999 tax is less. He likes it. And he likes Herman Cain. So he joins the club here on ATN. We had a 3-week straw poll. There were votes for Obama. There were votes for Michelle Bachmann. But the most votes were for Herman Cain And close to Herman Cain was Ron Paul was next after that. So you know how we roll here. We zig and zag all over the place. We're going to talk about the 7 billion mark people-wise that we'll hit on Monday. Officially, anyway, it's being marked October 31st. But before we do that, let's go to Tony in Alabama. Hey, Tony.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
I had a comment about the student loans. Well, a couple things are on my mind, actually. But the first one is the student loans.
Sure.
They're different than any other type of debt. Unlike other debt, you can't get away from a student loan from bankruptcy. You can't, if you go on disability, for example, if you lose your job, they're the only group that can take your disability check. As a result, there are a lot of low-life companies involved in student loans.
Yeah.
When I got mine, it was immediately sold by the bank who gave it to me to a complete low-life company that put me in default a week after I graduated.
Oh.
I ended up on disability. That's why I know they'll take your disability check. My only way out of it was to pay get another company to buy the loans from them, which added a couple thousand to the loan. But at least this company is willing to let me make payments.
Right.
So loans, student loans are in a different breed than other types. It's not the same kind of debt as you think of as a mortgage or something else you can just walk away from.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with that. Because I know a lot of people, including in my own family, my brother had burdensome student loans. And luckily, eventually he got to his point in his life where he got a good job and was able to pay them all off. But it was really tough. And he said a similar thing to what you said, except for that the one thing, and you, I don't know, would you agree with this? Because of the banks and what they are able to do, or what some of these companies are able to do, if you want to go to school and you have to get a student loan, you have to be able to get the student loans. And what happens if things get so tight, like they are now with banks, for example, that where you can't even get a student loan? That wouldn't be good either.
I don't think they're going to, because that's one they can sell so quickly. As I said, there's a bunch of companies out there that are in the industry. So as I said, the bank that gave me my loan sold it within a month.
Right, so you think that it wouldn't matter?
I don't think it's going to matter because, you know, the exemption is going to happen 20 years down the road. For the first 20 years, they've got you, and there's not anything you can do about it. And I'm not suggesting for a second I don't want to pay my loan back.
Right.
I'm lucky maybe 4 years from now I think it'll be all paid off finally. I'm hoping.
You
know, I'm paying as much as I can on it. I'm paying the maximum payment monthly that, you know, we've negotiated. But it's just taking time. As far as politicians...
Mm-hmm.
They've all flip-flopped. I'm to the point now where in the primary I'm voting Ron Paul, but in the general election, honestly, I'll vote Obama because too many of the Republican candidates scare me. They're too far out.
Meaning too far out on some of the issues or too far out on some of the crazy things they said, the crazy crane things?
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them have feelings. For example, when the first time Senator McCain ran, I was looking forward to voting for him, but by the time Alabama's primary happened, it was too late.
Right.
Bush had won.
Right.
So when McCain announced he was going to run the second time, I was like, all right. And then I noticed he was willing to sell out his ethics to try to get the job.
Right.
And I don't agree with Ron Paul necessarily on a lot of his issues, but he's the only candidate I see right now in the election cycle that hasn't compromised his ethics. Everywhere, all the others have.
I agree with you, and I said that.
And
what I said about Ron Paul.
The way I've seen with the Congress and their behavior of whatever it takes to put out the Democrats, that's the attitude of my local congressman.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
He isn't doing any job. He's just anti-Democrat. Well, that doesn't get anything done.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want is to see the Republicans in power in all, you know, in both branches, because I don't think it'll be very good for us.
Right. It'd be better to have a balance where you have Republicans and Democrats, almost like now.
Yeah, I'm just hoping in the election cycle the Republicans will wake up and realize that people are a little ticked off with them about this.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I agree with you on the Ron Paul thing. I'm not so sure because, you know, listen, with Obama, here's my problem. Here's my problem with Obama, Tony. All politics aside with everything, he's just been ineffective to me. He's done the same
thing. I agree.
Thing.
I voted for him, and I've been very disappointed with him, but I don't see anything. You know, if Paul wins the primaries and gets in the general election, then I'm voting for him.
But if
he doesn't, I'm going to have to vote Obama. I don't like it, but I don't really have any options.
Yeah. Yeah, good caller.
Period. You know.
Yeah, yeah, I agree, and I love that because I always say if you want to whine, you got to vote. Tony, you're a great caller. Call us again. Yeah. Good luck with those student loans. I definitely can relate to that. I know a lot of people who have
had to do that, how burdensome it can be, especially if something happens in your life, and then you're paying them back. But then once you pay them back, you have a big party. That's what you do. And you burn the final paper. That's what happens there. And Tony's not alone in what he's saying here, because, look, he's a Paul supporter, and he's saying Ron Paul has not compromised. Whether people thought he was way out or not, like with whatever comments the Federal Reserve, he was considered crazy. And, of course, he was considered crazy when he was saying, no, they're just printing the money, and they don't even know how much they're printing, which is he's dead on right about that. And that's been happening for a while now. I think it's scary. It is really like monopoly money. I wonder how many other people feel the same way. All right, quickly, $7 billion mark. I had a conversation with Dr. Brian Arbogast. He's a science advisor to Ecology.com. He told me some interesting things, including heading into the future. What does it all mean? Check it out.
Looks new, and because there aren't, you know, these nice field guides for everything, because nobody's studied it yet, then you know, you're kind of not sure, but a lot of times it is. And just that kind of 90% of the, knowing that 90% of the species out there haven't yet been discovered, that's exciting, but it also is a little bit sad thinking that we may lose things before we find out what they are. So one of the things that we try to do is to try to work on the, in these remote areas to see what biodiversity is there, and also try to provide alternative sources of income, such as working with us, local people working with us, so that they have an alternative to, you know, slash and burn kind of farming. So there's so many cool things out there, and, you know, we've been finding all kinds of stuff. We generally use camera traps, which are these remote camera traps that fire. They have an infrared sensor, and they fire when an animal walks by them. And this little area that we worked in Ecuador, we found the highest reported density ever of this small spotted cat called the margay. We've seen pumas. We've seen a bunch of other cats that are less commonly known, and most recently we've gotten some reports that our photos have spectacled bears and probably the mountain tapir, which is a relative of the rhino, and there's only about 2,000 of those in the world. So things like that it's hard work, but things like that are pretty exciting, and to know that these things are still there, we still have a chance, that gives me the most thrill and keeps me upbeat about my job.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's exciting stuff that you're working on, absolutely. When you say that, who knows, we're talking about, what'd you say, there could be 100 million species? Wow. You just don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And mostly, you know, a lot of them are little things, but the little things are really important. They drive a lot of what happens. But at the same time, there are a lot of big things, too, that we don't really know. It's projected that we probably still have about 20 to 25% of mammals discovered.
Mm.
And I think that's baffling, because we've studied them, you know, those mammals and birds are probably the best studied of all the groups. And we right now have about 5,600 mammals seen, and it's estimated that there's over 7,000 out there. So,
wow.
You know, if you're interested in this, there's 1,500 species to go out and find.